We feel like we've been working on this little secret, you know, for months that we are very eager to share.
That was Christina Van Dyke, outgoing director for the Pulitzer Arts Foundation. I'm Willis Arnold.
And I'm Nancy Fowler. And we were treated to a sneak peek of the new space at the Pulitzer Arts Foundation. We were there even as the art was being put up, and we had to walk around a few ladders and navigate some wet paint and go past a few covered couches, but we got to see the installation in progress.
We actually started the tour in a room that Pulitzer Foundation goers might already be familiar with.
And then by the time we got down to the new basement exhibition spaces, you'll never guess who we ran into. Somebody who's responsible for at least part of this exhibition.
We're really excited that on Thursday we'll finally get to open our doors and show everybody what we've been doing since September. And if you look straight up, this is one of the things we're extremely proud of, the Calder Show curated by Carmen Jimenez. The show is called Lightness, for reasons that are probably pretty obvious, because they're floating in this magnificent Tadao Ando design space, and they are like feathers or like birds in flight. We're standing here at the bottom of the stairs, the main staircase, looking up, and for me, the show is doing exactly what I had hoped it would do, which is to help us think about our spaces in new ways. There's a number of different mobiles hanging. So there's one directly above us that's black with just one red element.
How did you end up settling on this artist for this specific location?
Well, we had never suspended works from the ceiling, and it was always an ambition that we wanted to realize given how impressive the Tadao Ando architecture is and how it really takes advantage of height. So it seemed like a natural choice for us to choose a sculptor whose work really is defined through height. And we wanted to really move the visitor in different ways through the building, and certainly he beckons the eye upward.
And then as you progress up the stairs, some of the smaller objects that have floor bases start to appear on your horizon line. It's a show that really demands that you move around to enjoy it.
How do you think that additional perspective aids a viewer in understanding his work?
It's sculpture, so it's a three-dimensional work. You are supposed to look at it from all angles, and normally that means that you're just rotating around the work. And here there's an opportunity to actually behold it from various different vantage points.
One of the exciting things we're going to do during the course of these exhibitions is put out pillows and make really comfortable spaces for people, some as big as 7 by 7 feet, others very small, kind of pebble, they're called pebbles. We'll literally allow you to lay in this magnificent space and look upward and comfortably take in the mobiles. We want you here, we want you to be comfortable.
So you literally want them to be comfortable on a cushion.
Exactly, yeah. 7 by 7 foot cushions designed by Christina Kim of DOSA. And the idea is that we can move these around to different parts of the exhibition and invite you to literally flop on the cushion and look up and experience the mobiles and our building in new and different ways.
Okay, here I go. I'm going to lay back.
How's it feel?
Oh, this is great.
The textiles have all been selected by her, so they're like almost kind of like a patchwork. A number of them she actually used our building as an inspiration. You can really see that here, where you see the Ando tie holes in the print on the fabric. I think for us, the idea of working with Christina Kim came from our Reset experience, where we introduced a number of soft elements into the gallery through our collaboration with Perennial. Or hosted yoga classes with Urban Breath. We saw that people really wanted to kind of get down on the floor, look up, explore the building a little more with their bodies. You should feel your body more actively if we've been successful here. So we're standing here on the mezzanine overlooking the entirety of the main space. We can even see kind of down to the next level. In fact, it's a very straightforward floor plan. There's not a dominant position or kind of position of authority where you survey everything before you, but it's a building that beckons you to keep discovering it.
I'm curious, you mentioned multiple perspectives in a kind of democratic fashion. How do you see that reflected in the different artists of this exhibit?
When we conceived of these three exhibitions together, we thought about how the body would move in space. In terms of democratic positions, I think we're trying to span the ceiling and the floor with the three artists.
So should we go down to the new spaces? So you used to come into the front door, and as you were moving past the water court, there was a false door there, a white door. And now, just by this simple gesture of removing the door and putting a window across, you see a series of planes. And again, a space that's much more, I think, generous and revealing. What I think we're excited about as a curatorial challenge going forward is, if there are all of these different paths, we have to make shows and experiences that allow you to start at any of those points. This is the first time we've ever done three shows simultaneously, so you know, we feel really excited that we can do things simultaneously.
So historically, there was only one way in which you could move through the building, entrance gallery, and then down the stairs. And now we have two staircases opening up the building so that you can traverse the galleries in two different ways. Okay, so now we have walked down the main gallery staircase and are walking into the first gallery on the lower level, which is dedicated to a single work by the artist Fred Sandbeck, who was active in the mid and late 20th century. And we are presenting a single work here called 64 Three-Part Pieces.
Here we are able to put up temporary walls. This is something we've never done before, but we really designed the space to be much more kind of nimble. And the exhibition is curated by Tamara Schenkenberg. The exhibition is, or the installation is three galleries, and in each gallery there's essentially one long line of taut red yarn moving across the space or across the floor. So the yarn really cuts the space in a particular way that again makes you very aware of your body.
The most exciting thing about Fred Sandbeck is the economic, sort of the economy of means that are a part of his work and how much he can do with very simple materials and simple gestures. So his signature material is yarn, sort of the banal, commonplace material that you can buy in any store, but he transforms it into something that really helps you think differently about yourself in space.
So where did the yarn come from?
I think officially it came from the artist's estate, and unofficially I think it may have come from Walmart.
You are invited to come into this gallery. I'd say that it's hanging maybe about five feet. So duck under it if you need to. You can move to the other side. But
we don't encourage people to actually touch the yarn, but it does define spaces that the artist really invited the visitors to inhabit. So you're supposed to move through it, walk through it. He had this concept that he developed called pedestrian space, where he had an ardent belief that the space of art and life should not be separate. Do you want to go on the other side and see what the world looks like on the other side of the gallery?
So Willis, you're fairly tall. What's this like to go under?
I definitely have fear that I'm going to knock it with my equipment. I like the idea that it forces you to actually, instead of just like make a circuit around the wall, you have to engage with something that's obstructing an easy movement through the room.
There's a very simple gesture of moving this taut piece of yarn up or down, moving it in different angles, will make you experience this space in completely different ways. And where we're standing right now will give us a direct shot into the installation by Richard Tuttle.
Okay, so this little hallway is between the two new exhibition spaces.
Exactly.
And that's the second set of stairs right there?
Exactly.
It does provide kind of a perspective, a different perspective from one side and the other.
We walk into the room, and it's like at first you don't even know that they're here, and then they appear. They're very subtle. There is something that is incredibly light about them, but yet still very much present once you know that it's here. I'm curious for your reaction to these works.
Wow, let me think about that. They are very minimalist. They invite close observation.
And I think when you get here, you understand why we brought these three artists together. You know, this idea of Calder hanging, suspended, floating from the ceiling. Sandbach, who is this line suspended through space that's very much about a kind of physical encounter. And then these works that combine various elements of those others.
So they're as long as his body. How tall is he?
He just walked in. 5 seconds.
I guess I usually think about 5'10", something like that, yeah. Probably shrinking. Yeah. I know I'm shrinking, yeah. I think it's what's exciting to me is it's all about the body. And, you know, what is the body? I mean, we're, you know, soul and spirit and so on. And then this body happens and it grows old. And we don't really know what the body is. And so in a certain sense, they're only about a picture of the body. The viewer would look at them as abstract, you know, which I'm sorry about that, but they're actually could be looked at much more profitably as if they were figuration, and they could even be looked at more profitably if the viewer looked at them as a attempt to make a picture of the real, what's real, because that's my main interest.
Thank you, Richard.
Oh, you're right.
For allowing us to surprise you.
No, she's full of surprises. She's my inspiration. Yeah.
We're stepping on the wet paint signs.
And now we are moving upstairs. Toward the entrance gallery.
You're here for a very exciting moment. The catalog has just been delivered. It's beautiful. I realize it's our baby, but it's very exciting.
So we wanted to really commemorate this inaugural moment and present a catalog that wasn't in a traditional realm, but was really in conversation with the three exhibitions. So we commissioned a poet, Cole Swenson, to take a text that emerged from the first public program we ever arranged in 2001 when the Pulitzer opened, which featured a conversation between Tadao Ando, the Pulitzer's architect, Richard Serra, and Ellsworth Kelly, who have permanent installation here in and outside of the building. And Cole took their text, which is about architecture and the space, and she used something called erasure poetry in order to remove and rearrange the text in order to create an original poem. And the poem is laid out so that the text does not run continuously on the page, but there's sort of breaks and gaps, which really allow you to look at the page and the layout more architecturally as lines and space. And given that that was the common element between the three exhibitions, we thought it would be evocative.
Most people perceive walls as threes unbound, come down. All architecture is call and response. So I think it gives you a good flavor of how the poem, you know, roots into the building.
So what's it like to have gone through this and now here it is, about ready to open after all this work and being closed since August?
We feel like we've been working on this little secret, you know, for months that we are very eager to share.
You are just listening to a tour of the Pulitzer Arts Foundation. The tour was given by Christina Van Dyke, the outgoing director, and Tamara Schenkenberg, one of their curators.
And this has been Cut and Paste, produced by Willis Arnold.
And Nancy Fowler.
And with the help of our editor, Donna Carondo.
The music you heard throughout the piece was created by Eric Hall.
Cut and Paste is a program of St. Louis Public Radio, and you can find us online at stlpublicradio.org.
That was Christina Van Dyke, outgoing director for the Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts.
Actually, they've changed the name to Pulitzer Arts Foundation. They did that when they closed. It was great, though.
I was really proud of
myself. It was golden.